Mike McFeely outdoors on the mighty 790 KFGO on this very November-like day with the rain and the wind and everything else. And we kind of went from August to November and kind of skipped over September and October here, but we'll get through it together. Keep in mind, the Bison football game later today is being played indoors. And so for all the folks who have been griping about the Fargo Dome all these years, and I don't think there's very many of those people left, you'll be happier sitting inside today and not out at Dakota Field. Let's talk some outdoors with Corey Askin of the Lake Place in Lake Park, Minnesota. The Lake Place, longtime sponsor of Mike McFeely Outdoors, and we're glad to have Corey Askin join us right now. Hello, Mr. Askin. Are you batting down against the elements today in Lake Park, Minnesota? How you doing?
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Yes, we sure are. We're struggling through it.
Well, and you and I talked off the air before we came on, and you said you had some big plans today to maybe head up to the deer hunting area then and get things set up maybe for later in the year, but you might have even had to kind of bypass those plans today. Just kind of a day to hunker down, I think.
Yeah. We've been planning for a month to get up there and get the tree stands all ready and get the fallen logs cut away and stuff like that, but that's going to have to happen a little later.
How are things out in Minnesota Lakes country? It's the time of year where we're kind of sort of a little bit between seasons here. It's not quite deer hunting season, waterfowl season in full swing. I know some guys are out, you know, trying to get after some deer, maybe with a bow and arrow. Maybe not quite as many guys out fishing, especially with the weather the way it's been the last week or so. But give us kind of the overall rundown. What are you seeing going through your shop, Corey?
Yeah, you're right. It's, you know, the water temperatures are still a little above 60, so we haven't really transitioned into that fall pattern quite yet. The walleye bite is moderate, usually 20 to 24 feet right now. Rainbow, chub, suckers, even crawlers on a jig is working best, really. What's really been hot lately is the muskie in Detroit Lakes and Pelican.
They're
catching quite a few of them, 40 to 45 inches from what we've been hearing. I've heard some others up to 52 inches. Catching them on big old 16, 17-foot sucker minnows, big live ones. So
I'd be afraid. If a 50-inch muskie stuck its maw out of the water next to my boat, I'd say, you know what, see you later, buddy, and cut the line. It's the line from Jaws. Remember the movie Jaws?
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Absolutely. Boy, these guys that do it, though, like the Muskie Club. And far, you know, we've got FM Walleyes, but also FM Muskie Club. These guys just love it, boy. They do everything they can to make sure that they catch those things. They make sure their suckers are big enough so that muskie can't swallow and injure it. It takes a long time to grow them that big, so they take every precaution they can to release that thing back in the water unarmed.
They do, and have you ever been muskie fishing specifically?
I have not.
Neither have I, and it's, you know, as much as I've fished over the course of my lifetime, I've never even caught one accidentally, and so it's one of those weird things. But I should take that back. I did have a chance to go one time muskie fishing with Brett Waldera of Muskies Incorporated out of Fargo Moorhead, and I didn't catch a fish that day, and I thought it was work. I mean, because we were throwing plugs. It wasn't the sucker bite yet. We were throwing those big plugs. And, you know, we fished for, I think, you know, 5-6 hours, and I was exhausted by the end of the day. My rotator cuff was going, okay, that's enough. You know, you're done.
Yeah, the dang near surf rods that they use, so they're pretty big.
They are, but I think it would also be something for me that if I caught one, then I'd be hooked on it because, you and I went up to Devil's Lake and we caught all kinds of walleyes and we had a good time and we listened to the Bison game and we listened to the Vikings game and we were BSing back and forth about life and politics and kids and family and everything else we were talking about. And we caught all kinds of fish, but you know, I mean, you can catch so many 15-inch walleyes or 17-inch walleyes. And after a while you go, okay, I wish I could catch something bigger, and we couldn't. But boy, if you had a 45-inch muskie come in the boat, you'd go, whoa, that's worth it, don't you think?
Yeah. Maybe you and I will have to get together next spring or fall and get out there and try some musky fishing.
How about some lakes, Corey, in terms of walleyes? Kind of the usual suspects, bighorn and all that stuff?
Yeah. I think the bullseye really right now, if you're trying to get lakes, is the big crappie are being caught right now on the shallow bite. And in the areas where the weeds are starting to go away and the big lakes, those right now are the ones north of that Highway 10 corridor, that 32 or north of Highway 10, your Tamarack and Rock and Heideland and Cotton and Shell Lakes. Those are all producing really big crappie right now from what I'm hearing. Not that I get time to go out. But
that gets me excited. So if you know where they're biting and you have time to get out, please call me because I'll be there in 2.5 seconds with the radio waves. There's nothing that gets me more excited than catching some big crappies. And like you, I'm strapped down. Unfortunately, I have a full-time job and a wife. Well, not unfortunately, I have a wife and a kid. Greatly, I'm happy I have a wife and a kid. You know, all you guys out there know what I mean. Is that I wish we could win the lottery, Corey, so we could just, you know, fish. Go fishing all. You could go one direction. I could go another. We could call each other at noon and say, "How are you catching them?" Yep, come over here. And we could do it that way. You know,
That's what the good guys do, the pros.
Yeah, the crappies get me excited. How about anything else? bass still on the bite, Corey? You hear anything about smallmouth bass or largemouth bass?
Largemouth bass are biting really good right now. The top water are the spinners, the top water chatter spinners, or even those midwater spinners, the big ones. They're catching a lot of them on all the lakes right now. You know, Island, Cormorant, Lyda, they're all doing really well on bass.
Do you still have big minnows in your shop, Corey, if people want to stop on out? Because I know, we haven't quite gotten to the true fall pattern yet, like you said earlier. But guys, if they do get out late season fishing, they want to get those big minnows. Do you have a bunch of men?
It's still a weird year. We're starting to diversify on the minnows a little bit. We still have our crappie and fathead. We're starting to get the rainbow chubs in. They're not huge. The medium suckers are pretty big and really good for walleye. We're still not able to get any hold of any red tails or chubs of any decent size. So we've got some, just not what you'd expect and usually have on a typical year.
Okay. Have been seeing anybody bring in any deer out of the bow stands, Corey? Anybody,
no.
any talk of that going on?
Not a lot. I haven't even seen a lot of pictures out there on Facebook or anything. I don't know if people just haven't had the time or what, but I haven't seen a lot.
Anybody shoot that bear yet over by was it by Lake Park you're talking about? There's a bear over there.
Yeah, no, not yet from what I've heard. But I tell you what, there's something I should put out is even though we have this issue going on with our government, you can still buy a fishing license and please make sure you fish with one so you can come in and get a fishing license.
Well, right, and that's a federal shutdown. The state level is still working,
yep,
right?
I mean, absolutely.
Okay. Now, how about in terms of like a federal duck stamp? If somebody wants to get a duck stamp laid here, is that affected? Do you know, Corey, or because that's a different level?
Yeah, I guess I don't know off the top of my head. I'd have to look at the computer, but I imagine it wouldn't be because it's still a state-run computer. You can still pay your money. It's not like you get an actual stamp; it just prints it out on your license. So I don't think it's a problem.
Okay. But. All right, and if people have questions, you guys can figure it out together at the shop out there.
Absolutely, I'll know when I'm out there. Raina knows if you want to give her a call at the shop. So,
all right, man. Anything else you need to get out there? Your website. Anything else yet going on you want to tell people about?
No, it's just business as usual right now. Get ready for that fall fishing. We are going to put a hard-sided fish house out on either Cormorant or Leaf over by Schmitty's this winter to rent out. So keep your eyes open on the website for that, www.thelakeplace.biz. When that comes out, give us a call and reserve it.
Perfect. All right, man. Stay dry, stay warm, and the weather will be better tomorrow. So you'll have some people going through your doors tomorrow, okay?
Absolutely. Go by then.
All right, Corey. Thank you. Corey Haskin from the Lake Place in Lake Park, Minnesota. We'll wrap things up next talking with Jeff Katzer. Boy, he's having a fun day today, I bet, with the rain going sideways on Devil's Lake. I'm sure that five-footers are fun up there. We'll talk with Jeff Katzer next right here on Mike McFeely Outdoors. He can't even bait a hook.